Megan Murphy was a cowgirl. She rode 5 days a week. She drove the horse-drawn wagon tour in the town of Cripple Creek. Cripple Creek's a museum now, a little history lingering on. And the Colorado Gold Rush is a long time past and gone. One sunny summer afternoon in the bicentennial year, echoes of the Gold Rush seem to ring in every ear. High above the Rockies, the sun was heading west. Megan Murphy tied her horses up to take a moment's rest. There was someone in the crowd that day in a curious frame of mind, who didn't know that show horses are not the gentle kind. The reins were loosed from the hitching post and the horses were let go. And the reason for this happening, no one seems to know. Megan, heading up the street, heard someone shout out loud. She turned in time to see her team bolting for the crowd. Mothers grabbed for children and fathers cried to run. Many in the crowd that day felt sure their time had come. Without a thought for her own safety, down the dusty street she tore. She found she was running faster than she'd ever run before. She reached her arms out blindly and the horse's rein she found. An endless second later, she lay trampled on the ground. Hardly draw her breath. The doctors at the hospital did all that they could do. It was the hopes and prayers from Cripple Creek that finally pulled her through. Megan Murphy was a cowgirl. She rode 5 days a week. She drove the horse-drawn wagon tour in the town. Called her a hero and they paid her doctor costs. For the day she stopped the stampede, not a single life was lost.